Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Sound of Merseyside time for a Friday morning. John Gibbons is here.
Morning, good morning.
How was Christmas?
Great,
a lot
thanks.
Of gigging?
That was quite well. I mean, December was just really busy for me. But I'm a trumpet player, as people might may know, and you know, you're playing a lot of carols in December if you're a trumpet player. So, I think my last one was the Saturday, which is the 23rd, was it? And so that was nice to finish. And so I didn't pick up my trumpets again until last night.
You put it in the corner.
Yeah, right? Very much so. And then I had a little blow last night, and so that's, so I'm back into it now.
You see any bands over Christmas?
No, not really. It's a bit of a quiet one, isn't it? Like, I was looking like this weekend as well, because I normally, in the latter part, like to feature a few bands who are playing this weekend, and it's quiet, I think. I think at the moment, everyone kind of gets to about the 20th and then just has a few weeks off. And a lot of times, like, bands, like, I'll have the time off to write or record. I know quite a few bands who are in the studio at the moment. So, yeah, quiet at the moment.
And that's because a lot of punters get paid on the 20th of December. So by the 1st of January, they've got no money.
Yeah.
So no one goes out in January.
Yeah, well,
it's
exactly.
It's a tougher month, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a tougher month. We were just talking about that with our guest today. It's quiet in Jan. People kind of don't want to go out. So it's a good time for the band to kind of regroup and set some goals for the year.
Sounds professional. Right, do you want to introduce our guest today in the studio?
Yeah, this is Rossa Murphy, who, speaking of like... January and things like that, I got to this week and realised that maybe I hadn't concentrated on Sound of Merseyside 2018 as much as I should have done. Basically, you know, I kind of got up to Christmas, you know, with all the bookings, and so I did a few shout outs on Facebook to a few bands, shared it, and Ross got in touch and heard what we were doing, and knows a couple of the lads from Red Rum Club. We were just saying, does a bit of gigging and stuff with them, so got in touch, loved his voice, loved his music, what he's doing, and now here he is.
Morning, Ross, how are you?
Not too bad, Steve. How's it going?
Yeah, right? Good. Yeah. Give us a bit of the background.
I was from like a small town in Ireland, Portaferry, and I moved over to Liverpool to be a student, study business studies, which was very much a part-time student, like, and full-time everything else.
I can appreciate that.
But I've sort of been doing full-time music for like a couple of years now, some covers and trying to push my own stuff on as far as possible. But we've put a band together in the past sort of 4 or 5 months, and we're happy with how it's sounding. We've got like maybe good bit of material, good strong material, and we're going in the Leaf on the 28th of February for our first single launch.
Oh, so 2018 could be a big one for you.
Well, we're hoping so, like, but I don't know, yeah, we'll wait and see how it goes.
So the band would be Rosa Murray and...
The Blown Winds.
It's The Blown Winds.
That's sort of as we have it down at the minute, but yeah, so our drummer was in Dubai there for a couple of weeks, so we're coming back in next week, and we're going to hit the ground hard, like... as of sort of next week, and get the stuff down. We have like an acoustic session we're going to do with a guy from Lipa in a couple of weeks' time, and then hit the studio sort of start of February, mid-February, to put it down properly.
So it's 2018, it's a time for resolutions for bands as well.
You know,
you hit the new year, you go, right, we're going to achieve this in 12 months.
Yeah, you talk about kind of what you want to do, and you know, generally in life, isn't it? If you write stuff down, you're kind of more likely to achieve it. That's what people are saying. So all bands will be doing that. They'll be looking at the festivals they want to get on. And you've got to start planning that early, really, because the festival season, well, be thresholds like late March, isn't it? So, like, it's upon you before you know it. So if you want to be applying and stuff like that, you need to be doing it kind of now, really. So that's what a lot of the bands will be doing now, like applying for any festival they can find to kind of get on and looking at, okay, well, when do we want to be getting a single out? And then when do we need to be recording that? And where do we want for the launch, like Ross just said, Leaf, that's like a really nice space to do something like that, and so yeah, you are, like, it doesn't sound very rock and roll, but you are like sat round there, and I've done it with like a couple of bands over Christmas, sat round, you know, round the table going, well, you know, plotting it all out. As I say, it's not very rock and roll, but it's what you need to do.
You've got to be organised, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got to be your own management team now. I mean, what's a study? Business studies to be Sam, but...
you know the ins and outs of all this.
You know, you've got to be your own management team, you've got to be your own marketing team, you've got to be your own promotions team, because no one else is going to do it for you, unfortunately.
Is there a perfect time to release your single? Has that actually been looked at? Or is it just any time in the year is an acceptable time?
I'm not sure that it's I mean, you won't want to necessarily go too early. I think, I mean, it depends on the level you're at. They often say, like, if you want to end up in end-of-year lists, so you want to be kind of, you know, oh, the best singles and stuff and like that. So if you go too early, people forget about you. But if you go too late, everyone's already done them because they do them in about October now, don't they? Mm-hmm. And so, like, you probably want to be, like... you probably want to bring your first single out of the year, probably about March, and then March, kind of April time, and then maybe another one around the summer, kind of August, September, and then that way you're in people's heads for the start of the festival season, and then kind of end of the summer coming into what's a busy gig season, and then hopefully like you'll get in there, get into this Once to Watch and all that.
You're learning something here, Ross. Just giving you the perfect template for your next 12 months.
I have my notebook out there, but I'm just scribbling all down. But definitely, that's pretty much the sort of structure that we're going for, you know, late February, sort of start of March, and hopefully get back in for the summertime and put another one down, and then we'll see how it goes from there.
Who are the band members, and where have you sort of found each other? Was it uni or
no? It was sort of just more on the circuit, to be honest. One of the guys, our guitarist, Jao, was from Sao Paulo, so he moved over about a year ago. He's sort of a cover artist too. Met him in that circuit. Our drummer Pally's from Antrim, back in Ireland. And his flatmate, Jack from Carlisle, and then sort of one or two others that are going to come in, bits and pieces, hopefully like on keys and that. I actually met Paddy on the plane back to Ireland. I was reading Bruce Springsteen's autobiography, and he sort of says to me, "Mir, that's cracker book in it." So I started jumping into how, you know, this and that and everything about it. He turns to me 5 minutes later and is like, "I was just breaking the ice, mate. I haven't actually read that book." Like, and I was like, "All right, sign." Well, I suppose the last 5 minutes of conversation doesn't make much sense, does it? Like, do you know what I mean? But
now Bruce is the universal language of conversation.
Oh, absolutely! Like, he's the Bible altogether. That book's what you keep under the pillow, like in case of stress. Like, you open it up, page 5. Like, do you know what I mean? That's a sort you out.
Solution to every problem.
That's great. That's like a serendipity sort of. Rosa Murray is in the studio, and you're going to play for us. What is this, the brand new single that you're going to release?
Yes, or? This is it. Yeah, I had an acoustic version, but it's called "God Awful You," and this will be the one we're bringing out in a couple of months' time. Yeah,
super. Take it away, Rosa.
Clock in the morning, you should have been home hours ago. I used to sleep soundly every night. Nights so much since half of my bed's been occupied by you. God, awful you. And I ate it all up, all of your lies and bullshit alibis. I lay with friends, and they used to think I was just paranoid. No, 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 no. Now everybody's talking. Can't even say that I blame them. Probably be doing the same thing. What a fool I've been. Loving a girl like you. God, I fool you. What was going through my head? Loving a girl. God, I fool you. The morning sun begins to crawl through my window. Still no sign of you, though. And I keep reading that text I got sent from a friend. He's seen you out tonight, all over your ex-boyfriend, that guy from the East End.
Your city used to treat you bad. Oh, why would you want more of that? Now everybody's talking. Can't even say that I blame them. Probably be doing the same thing. What a fool I've been. Loving a girl like you. God, I owe you. What was going through my head? Loving a girl like you. God, I owe you. Now you can have your cake and eat it too, but you'll have to share it with somebody new. 'Cause I won't share my girl with no other man. I did what I could, I said what I can. Now everybody's talking. Can't even say that I blame them. Probably be doing the same thing. What a fool I've been. Loving a girl like you. God, I fool you.
Very good indeed. Nice. Rosa Murray, superb. Thank you very much indeed. Imagine how Irish voice. I mean, it doesn't sound Irish when you sing, but incredible voices.
I don't know what's in the water, but yeah. Well, I felt like I wanted the whiskey while I was watching that. It was that kind of like that kind of vibe, wasn't it? Kind of sat in a bar on a cold evening, watching some great music. I like the way you used the guitar as a kind of percussion instrument as well. That was quite cool to use it to tell the story. Was it nice, though, boss?
Is there something sad behind all that?
It's all hypothetical.
They always are. Don't worry about that.
Any similarity to real life events?
Merely
coincidental.
Yeah, right, John, 100%. Yeah.
Did it take you long to write that?
That's one of my older tracks, to be honest. It's maybe like a year and a half, but right. That was put down quite quickly, I think. I generally do. Sort of once I have something in my head, I'll try and get it down as quick as possible, because I think once you come back to it in a few days' time, your view on it sort of changes. Mm. You know what I mean? Sort of if you have something, try and push it as far as it goes, and then if it's not working to a certain point, then come back to it afterwards. But
people might be wondering what that little sound is in the background now.
Do you leave your
strings extra long or something off
not
the end
generally,
of your guitar?
Not generally. It's sort of like a...
It looks like a spider coming out the end of the guitar at the moment, but they're making this reverberating sound. Rosa Murray is our guest today, and Rosa's going to do another song for us now. So what are we looking at?
It's probably one of my oldest tracks, a track called Sophie. It's written sort of with Liverpool in mind. Sort of you hear that come through in the song, like, but written in the Liverpool pub, sort of about it, based around the Liverpool pub on James Street. That's sort of the main crux to it. But
go on, take it away.
Well, I'm sat in my stool with a pine in my hand. Time's passing me by and I don't give a damn. The hustle and bustle is all right for some, but here I remain in the Liverpool pub. Men of all shapes and sizes floating, but with one eye on their watch, they're soon gone with the wind. James Street Station goes far and beyond. While I'm sat in my stool in the Liverpool pub, yeah, well, the nights are getting lonely. How I long for arms to hug me, and my mind drifts back to you. Oh, I wish someone had told me, don't you dare let go of Sophie. Only God knows where you are now. Morning arrives, I get on with my day, treating stories with strangers from far and away. Then they return to their darling loved ones. Oh, while I'm sat in my stool in the Liverpool pub, yeah, now the nights are getting lonely. How I long for arms to hug me, and my mind drifts back to you. I wish someone had told me, don't you dare let go of Sophie. Only God knows where you are now. Because I've had enough of drinking, and I'm sick of overthinking. A friend told me he thought you were in time, so I got on a train where your mother lives. Yeah, where we used to play when we were kids. There you were, smiling as per usual. So I took her down to my old watering hole. She sat in my stool and you looked right at home. All I could do was send thanks to above for this little girl, Sophie, in the Liverpool pub.
Excellent stuff. Both tunes real sort of soul searching, aren't they?
Yeah, it's storytelling stuff, and that's like actually really hard to do in a song, and that might sound strange because you think, well, every song's a story, but it's often not really. It's lines that are thrown together to sound quite good, or you know, it's a song about something, but to have a narrative throughout a song and from start to finish and complete is actually really difficult to do. And Rosa does it really well. That was lovely, and you can hear it. Definitely a bit of Springsteen in that one, I reckon.
Oh. Nicked it from the great man.
I wouldn't say nicked, I'd say inspired.
Look, I hope 2018 is brilliant for you. Thanks very much.
Thanks
for coming
in. Cheers,
playing,
much appreciate it.
Particularly the launch of the song, which is going to be when again, do you say?
It's upstairs in Leaf on the 28th of February.
Right, get down there, have a look at Rosa Murray and the band as well. Gibbo, thank you very much.
No problem.
Obviously a shout out because Gibbo's behind on his organisational skills. But if you are a band that's interested in being involved on this show, get in touch with him via John Gibbons' blog, or you can just email me, steve@radiocity.co.uk.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.